Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Like I said, it's dedicated this hour to Richie Rich. Richie Rich has convinced Mark that you don't want to do a show with him.
I would love to do a show with Richie Rich, but I, you know.
I told Richie Rich, look, man, you're not an attractive blonde woman.
Right. Oh, I feel so special.
With a great radio
voice. You're the attractive blonde woman. Sorry.
Oh, I thought Mark was the attractive blonde.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Well, I'll tell you what. As much gray as I have, I'll be mistaken for a blonde here shortly.
Yeah, I keep waiting for my beard to go completely white. I don't know that it's ever going to happen. Yeah. It's a little disappointing, really.
And you and I are basically the same age,
yeah,
right?
I'm 50.
I'm 51.
Yeah, you got like a year on me or something. Right. So, yeah.
And how old are you?
25.
She's like half our age. That's true. Anyway, you're listening to Free Talk Live. That's the name of the program. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
Let's do something weird and go to an unscreened caller.
Ooh.
You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Creighton from Kentucky. How are you doing?
Hey, Creighton.
Creighton, long time no talk.
Yeah. We're good. What's on your mind?
Well, I specifically wanted to hear from my spirit host about his recent globetrotting and successes and failures in his efforts.
I assume you're talking about Mark Edge, and I assume you're talking about his, what do I call it when you go?
Gallivanting.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Well, I recently came back from hitting my 50th state. I went on a cruise with my mother and my son, and we had a great time. Got to see Alaska, which is well seen from a cruise ship because, you know, those glaciers are amazing. By the way, they're disappearing and you need to go see them. So it was nice to get 50 states in, and now I bought Jack a little display of all 50 state flags. He's really into flags. And so he's put his in, and he's at 40 something. I don't know what his.
Oh, okay.
He was excited to play with the flags. And then on the cruise ship itself, they had a visual trivia flags of the world. And I'm like, oh boy, they had no idea the ringer that I'm going to bring to this one. And I brought Jack, and there were 20 questions and then a bonus question. He got all of them right.
Wow.
And so did this other kid who was called like a hyper savant or something his mother referred to him as. But, I mean, I should say kid. He was a young man, probably in his early 30s. And,
sure.
So the two of them both got tote bags.
Ah,
indeed.
Well.
Yeah, it was a fun time. And prior to that, I've been basically in Honduras. I've chosen that as the place where I'm going to try to build a freedom community. The reason is, although they have undermined the ZETI legislation,
mm-hmm.
It is down but not out and may come back in some form or another. It is home to two interesting ZAs, and the third one I don't know that much about. And those are called Prospera at prospera.hn. That's the website, prospera.hn.
Prospera?
Well, you can say it how you want, but that's how they say it.
Okay.
And then there's morazan.city, morazan.city. And both of these are, you know, under the ZA legislation, which is somewhat tenuous at this time. They also have other special economic zone legislation, which I find to be interesting, just kind of equally as interesting. And so I've done the show from Utila, and Utila is split by a lagoon. And the one side of it is really not occupied by that many people, just these, you know, houses that are off grid and occupied largely by North Americans. So I'm trying to set up a freedom community there,
yeah.
And set up, you know, some special economic zone legislation that goes in to make it even more attractive. But right now, I mean, you're basically free when you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, what defines freedom for you is really the big question. What do you have to be able to do to be free? Because the notion of the Free State Project, where everybody's going to be free, just isn't going to work. You can't service all the different types of people. And so, you know, I say find figure out the five things that are most important to you, whether it's happiness or freedoms or whatever it is that that you need to have, and then go in the place in the world where those things are so.
Right.
And Ian seems to think that you have to be wealthy to travel, and by God, you don't. You can drive right across the border and begin living a freer life in Mexico in many ways.
As evidenced by television show, the documentary series HBO did called The Anarchists.
So yeah.
We did a screening of that here at the Bitcoin Embassy of the full series. And, sure enough, the two, you know, that are the sort of the main characters of the show, that's how they got to Mexico. They got in a car and drove.
Well, I tend to agree with you, Mark, when you say that it's, you know, different people have different things that they need to be happy and feel free. And I don't think New Hampshire has that for every single person in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it would be naive to think that everyone would be happy
New Hampshire. I've been of the opinion that, I enjoy New Hampshire
I love New Hampshire, yeah.
Far more than I enjoyed Washington State, for example, with the lack of laws that they have here by way of comparison, the freedom that I have here by way of comparison to that place. So in my opinion, I've upgraded my, quote, freedom, unquote, by moving here. Now, I am also an ardent supporter of people around the world desiring freedom. There's a market for freedom. And as evidenced even just within the United States by friendly competition online, because there's freedom-oriented people who are moving to Texas, freedom-oriented people who are moving to Florida, freedom-oriented people who are moving to New Hampshire, right? Each for their own different reasons because, like you say, like one place cannot fulfill the desire for freedom for everybody in every way. So
I'm really curious what one gets out of Texas that they don't get out of Florida.
That's a good question.
I'm curious.
Probably better barbecue.
I'm trying to be. If you think that your barbecue should be rubbed rather than sauced.
And some people believe still that Texas is the only state in the union that hasn't written into their constitution that they can secede from the union at any time.
Well, they haven't though.
I agree.
And they're not even close to it.
I'm not saying you don't have good argument. I'm just saying that people have, like,
I'm not interested in what could happen in a state, and this is the thing about New Hampshire and Texas. No, I just want to say this, is that I'm interested in the freedom that I can get in a place now and today. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to design my whole web presence around, is you know, I got really lucky. I got a bunch of money, and I manage a bunch of money for a couple of organizations.
Yep.
And I'm doing pretty well, and I can live the life I want to live. And the life I want to live is to actually find the freest place. In different ways, and look at it, and, you know, just sort of parse it out for people so that they can answer this question for themselves, because I don't think it's all in one place.
I agree.
On that point, Mark, I would like to ask, what was the failure of the
Marianas Islands? The failure, if you want to call it such a thing, I will still claim that the Marianas Islands are the freest place in the United States, and I don't mind calling them that. It's just that they're highly remote, meaning that you got to spend about 36 hours, especially post COVID, traveling there.
Honduras isn't remote.
No, I can leave here, Boston Airport, in the morning, and be in my house in Honduras in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's much closer.
So, you know, you don't have that same situation. And so it's the remoteness, and you know, it's really that. There's just not much you're going to, you know, you can't travel in and out. So if somebody wants to live in a place and stay in that place, I would say that, and freedom is important to you, I'd say that the Marianas has it. It's a libertarian paradise. It's got the crown jewels of what libertarians have all been talking about. It's got
Honduras or Marianas?
Marianas. Okay. It's got ignored prostitution. It has gambling. It has legal weed. It has, just pretty much everything that somebody's claiming that they want to see in a place. And it's right in the United States. But it also has the FBI and And if they want to, the IRS can come do a residency audit on you.
Hey, Creighton, thank you for the call. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back. Keeping me on my toes.
Very well said. Yeah, we were indecisive about who was going to do that particular...
Again, the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely we were doing the Spider-Man thing. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So now, we're the pre-funk. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to all of those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party.
Can I make a special announcement?
What do you mean by special?
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
You mean like special? Or do you mean like special?
Special!
Okay.
So I'm officially getting married at ForkFest now. Yep,
nice.
It's official.
Does the other person know you're getting married?
Yep.
Okay.
He's the one that called Rogers.
I know. I'm aware.
I'm glad. And so this will be the ForkFest before ForkFest.
Yep.
Are you also officiating this one?
I have not been asked to officiate, but I only will officiate at weddings that I think the people are going to, you know, that I'm certain that they're going to stick together. Yeah. That in my own level of certainty.
You need to keep your reputation up. I get it.
And I think they will. So I am open to that.
Thanks, Mark.
I said I wanted to remain 3 for 3, but I would be willing to be 4 for 4.
Okay.
It's funny using the word officiating because it sounds like it's going to be like a wrestling match. Right? Mark shows up with the whistle and the striped shirt on, the flags and everything. Yeah. You know,
much as I'd like to see see Nikki doing some wrestling, I think Matt's going to win.
Yeah, I would get my ass.
Yeah, I think Matt can take you.
Yeah.
So in the previous segments, we were talking about finding freedom and the many ways to do that and the different things that people are doing to try and do that.
And by the way, go to locatingliberty.com.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And I brought up the fact that, in my opinion, there's evidence that there is a market for freedom. And I'm using the examples of people moving to different places to try and become more free for different reasons. Yep. Individuals have different reasons for doing everything. And so there are people on the online community who have sought more freedom in places like Texas. They sought more freedom in places like Florida. They seek more freedom in places like New Hampshire. They seek more freedom in places like Honduras, where you're doing your community. What's the website for it?
You can go to projectmayflower.com.
Projectmayflower.com. So I'm using these, you know, sort of...
Maybe it's projectmayflower.io. Anyway, Google Project Mayflower.
Very well. I'm using these examples as evidence that there's a market for freedom. Now, I'm a supporter of all of these different things, right? If there is somebody somewhere else, not even in the United States of America, like what you're doing something, you were doing something in the Marianas Islands, and now you're doing something on Honduras. I support all of that work because you're right. Freedom means different things to different people, and so you should, as an individual, seek out whatever that means to you. Now, does that mean that something like the New Hampshire freedom migration is right for you? I don't know. You got to make up your own mind. Does that mean moving to Honduras is right for you? I don't know. You got to make up your own mind. So I think what the caller was kind of asking you with regards to the Marianas Islands was you were really loud, if you will, and consistent about this is where we need to go. This is the thing that you
need to do. I said that this is the freest place in the United States.
Yes. So why did you change your mind about that now compared to doing the thing you're doing now in Honduras? So what changed to make you decide that this other location was better for you and like people that you know you care about?
So COVID hit and the Marianas reacted basically like every other South Pacific island did, which is lockdown. I got out on the second or third to last flight off the island for weeks.
Yikes.
And it, you know, there's just, you know, I just didn't want to be on Alcatraz, whether it was a free Alcatraz or not. And you know, their sort of culture is the way they are is, and one of the things that makes it really nice is that they're not the kind to question the government about wearing masks and vaccines and these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they had an outbreak of COVID when they had a vaccinated population in the neighborhood of 98%. You can see how difficult it would be to A, avoid the vaccine, and B, speak out against it.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, it just didn't seem like the right place at the time. So when I left the island, it was a long, arduous flight, and I was trying to imagine to myself, well, what if I have to go see Mom,
mm-hmm.
which is effectively what I was doing,
right?
And then I want to return to the Marianas. I couldn't use the Marianas as a base of operations. What I'm doing is I go around the world and I report on it.
Right.
So you don't need to pick the place that I pick.
Agreed.
Because the Marianas is a good place for a lot of Americans. If freedom's what they want. But it's not right for everybody, and I often will talk about what I think New Hampshire's right for this very reason.
Right.
Because most of my friends have moved to New Hampshire, and, you know, they're even worse than Texans about their state. Look, New Hampshire's the only place you can go! What are you talking about? Right, like, they can get, you know, they're just shy of hyperventilating, passing out, when you'd say that you might go someplace else for freedom. And I think that there's a lot of places that one can go. So that's why I decided that the Marianas wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And now, by the way, legally, I'm still on the Marianas because I left within 14 days of declared state of emergency. So the IRS considers me to be a Marianas resident, even though I haven't stepped foot on the island for more than 2 years.
Right, yeah. It's interesting that a place that, and I respect your judgment when you say that, you know, it's the freest place in the possession of the United States or part of the United States. But it's interesting to me that they locked down.
I know.
And like
very dichotomous.
Very, very contrary to it being the freest place.
Yeah.
It's disappointing at best.
It's like a dog that you let out of the house to do what you want when you want. But boy, oh boy, dog better be there when he's supposed to and get back in the house when I call.
So
it's kind of like how it was.
All that to say, my point is that there should be competing markets for freedom.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see places like Honduras, the Marianas, Texas, New Hampshire, whatever. People who are doing freedom, I want to see them pop up, spring up all over the world. I want to see them begin to compete with each other to provide or to attract the freedom-oriented people.
I don't think it's going to be in the United States, and it's because the United States doesn't have any motivation to create special economic zones. It's because the IRS, which is the most feared organization by Americans, is able to do whatever it wants, up to and including hiring a bunch of Keystone cops, thousands and thousands of Keystone cops, and, you know, training them to shoot Americans.
603-283-6160. Where can you go to be the most free?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former President Trump faces a number of investigations, including a sweeping fraud lawsuit in New York State against him, his company, and his children, alleging they routinely overvalued their assets. Attorney General Letitia James citing more than 200 false and misleading valuations. Here's a prediction from ABC News Chief Legal Affairs Analyst Dan Abrams.
I would expect that case is going to settle for much less than what she's asking for.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre is still denying any wrongdoing as federal authorities probe alleged welfare fraud in Mississippi. connected to funding for sports facilities at his alma mater, Southern Miss. ABC's Elwin Lopez has an update on Favre's charity scandal.
The 3-time MVP has repaid more than $1 million, but the state says he still owes more than $220,000 in interest, and a Milwaukee sports radio station has now pressed the pause button on Favre's appearances.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're alive.
We are alive.
And we're talking.
And well, we're free.
The live thing really could be a variety. Most people are listening. Many people are listening to us on podcast.
Yes.
And most people are not listening to us live. So a lot of radio stations carry us delayed. If you're listening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.,
yes,
then you're listening to us live. Probably. And they could be taking a different hour or
sure,
something.
Sure, yeah.
But we're in the final hour, so it's almost a certainty. If you're listening between 7 p.m. Eastern and 10 p.m. Eastern, that you're listening to us live. But if you're not, I'd like to encourage you. We're on here 7 days a week.
We are.
Taking your calls. Call in, talk about whatever's important to you. What is eating away at you? What is that thing you have to say?
So we've been talking a lot about freedom and that type of thing, and I know, Mark, you had some more things that you want to say, but first I want to go to Alu calling from New Hampshire. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. It's nice to hear Mark again, and it's great to hear Captain and Nikki. I miss you all, especially Mark. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah,
and also congratulations to Bonnie and Ian and to Nikki and Matt.
Thanks.
Super happy for you guys. I love all you guys.
Power couples.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard it was your anniversary today.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess we get congratulations to you.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I married the cutest chipmunk in the world. Yep.
Perfect.
So what's on your mind, Alu?
Yeah. All right, next order of business. I'm pretty much out of a job indefinitely due to weird medical stuff, even though I'm totally fine. I pretty much fainted like 4 weeks ago, and I'm fine, but it's hard getting back to work. So I'm just working odd jobs and focusing on the books. So if anybody has interesting jobs that I could do, it be answer, that's appreciated. And obviously the books, if you just go to Amazon and look up Alu Axel, you can find my books. And obviously purchasing and reviews are super appreciated. I'm publishing Fixation and Stats in like a week or two, hopefully, and that's going to be awesome.
Nice.
The thing I really wanted to call about today was about Narcan. You guys were talking about it last night. I didn't get a chance to call in time last night. So I'll give you the basics of Narcan, the background of a medic for the last 7 years, EMS for 12 years. Naloxone, brand name Narcan, it's opioid antagonist. So I think you guys were talking about agonists and antagonists. It pretty much, it goes into the opioid receptors in the brain and it blocks it so that it can't be filled and stimulated by any opioids from heroin to fentanyl and everything else.
Okay, so it's a blocker, basically?
Yeah, exactly. It just blocks it. Now, people say it's super safe and has no side effects, which is totally true, 100%, but also not true, because even though it's 100% safe and now cops have it and it's deregulated, which I agree with politically, obviously, but cops have it, like people have it, they should be aware that there are technical or theoretical side effects, because if you give it and it wears off in 5 minutes, whereas the heroin doesn't wear off for 5 hours,
they can still OD
and turn around, and then they overdose. Exactly.
Right. So if you took a thimble full of fentanyl, the Narcan's not going to save you.
No, a lot of times people will need multiple doses of it. And an important thing to recognize is you can send someone into instant withdrawals because they're not getting that high anymore. So
withdrawal is horrifically unpleasant, and/or they might kill you.
They wake up swinging.
Yeah, and they vomit very often, especially with Narcan for some reason. But the big thing is I've seen this, is Narcan, depending how you give it IV and by availability and any other route and all the other stuff, it could have a half-life of 5, 10, 20 minutes. So if they have a lot of opioids in their system or just something longer half-life, you give it, you turn around, you think they're fine, and the ER nurse turns around because they're fine, and then it wears off, and then the opioid takes back over the receptors, and then they die. So in a weird way, Narcan can't kill you, but it can kill you because you're going to, get a false sense of security. So
exactly.
Interesting things about it. But I think you guys were talking about a case I think I heard about a while ago where medics came and gave ketamine and killed a guy, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was this very interesting case, very sad. Ketamine can kill, obviously, more than Narcan. Ketamine, in general, I don't carry it much. Only one of my trucks carries it, so when I'm working on Northampton, I'll carry it. But in general, they say it's a very safe sedative. It's used for pain medication, for sedation, for a lot of other uses. It's way safer because it's different than the benzos, like Burr said, which may be a bit less safe because ketamine doesn't really have the respiratory depression that the others have, like not the opioids, not even like the benzos. But I guess if you give way too much, you can kill him, or maybe there was some kind of interaction with some other drug he had. But, yeah, overall, the big thing I would say about police and medics and everyone is everyone should learn verbal de-escalation and, like, non-violent de-escalation as far as, like, grappling, jiu-jitsu, wrestling.
Yeah.
If everyone, especially police, trained in more grappling stuff from BJJ to wrestling, everyone would be so much safer, cops would be more confident and less likely to reach for the gun first, and everyone would be so much safer. So
it's funny to me because people who do, like, call center work, right, they just take phone calls all day long, they get more training in de-escalation than police do.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm thinking of, like, my role as a nurse, and, we can use physical and, like, medical restraints, but sometimes you have to restrain someone right then and there or else they're going to try to, kill you or whatever. So that's kind of more what Alu's talking about with it. Police were trained in more that way. Because as a nurse, I don't have a gun. And even if I did, I wasn't going to shoot somebody. It's just ridiculous.
There's a few ways to do it. There's really a few ways to do it. I don't carry it at work, so I can't. But regardless, I'm so not violent when I'm at work. I'm thinking, if a patient is cursing me out and trying to kill me, I still don't think I'm going to kill him. I think he's sick.
Absolutely.
Or mental status. He has a brain injury. Or dementia. I've had dementia patients who are, pretty aggressive and hurt me. But I never think about hurting them. I'll hold their arm down. I tell people, I touch patients, but holding their arm on the wrist as loose as I can, but also making sure that it'll hit me, putting them down, getting extra hands, really calmly, slowly getting back up, and I put them down, and they usually calm down once we get them on the stretcher. I've never hurt any patient ever. Some medics do, some cops do, they're more aggressive, but I've had patients, kick at me, punch me, probably hurt me, but some medics do, some EMTs do, but it's never been my style to even think about, never crossed my mind to hurt the patient because, they're sick and my mind, whenever they're ultra mental status or aggressive, I think maybe they're sick, postictal, stroke, seizure, hypoglycemic, or, head trauma. I've seen head traumas where I had a guy who had actually some of his brain had, come out of his skull. He had massive head trauma. He fell from the stories high, and he had a seizure, and he was postictal. And his postictal version was aggressive. He was beating the crap out of us. But we didn't hurt him. I wasn't even thinking of hurting him. He was a big, strong construction guy, and he was thrashing his arms around. Didn't know what he was doing. His skull was cracked open. But he was aggressive. And he was, just kind of swinging at us, laying on stretcher. And we, held him down very lightly and professionally, and we got him to the hospital, you know, extremely quickly.
And that was only imagine the pain that guy was going through in that circumstance.
Well,
the shock.
The empathy, I think typically healthcare professionals have a lot more empathy than law enforcement.
I, as a fireman, I have, I've seen cops do brave, brave things, and I've also seen them do dumb things.
Yes.
You know, and it's hard.
Well, the thing about the article Alou is referring to, and I don't remember, so I could be wrong, but I think that they were saying that the police were the ones who administered the ketamine, not the medics.
Why is a cop administering ketamine?
Well, so sometimes the police are cross-trained as medical first response.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Right.
So there are a few cops, essentially SWAT in New York City, NYPD, they call it the ESU, like emergency whatever, tactical unit, and they were all paramedics, and they were working in the scope of cops and paramedics, so they, you know, technically could have ketamine, but no other cops besides super-duper ultra-SWAT medic cops should ever be touching any syringe with anything.
So then I'm probably misremembering, because I just remember feeling when we were talking about that article that I don't want cops administering anything. And I know we're literally like steps away from cops giving you a blood test on the side of the road to tell, you know, whether or not they're going to give you a DUI. I realize that that is like sort of the next logical step for law enforcement to implement. And I don't want that in any way, shape, or form.
I would think that there, I can understand why a police officer wants to save a life, can see a vial of, or, you know, syringe of ketamine and say to himself, well, I've seen it on TV, and this guy's going to die if I don't do it right now. And then, you know, do the stab and do the injection and then, you know, misdose somebody and kill them. Now, whether they were going to, you know, they likely weren't in good shape to start with, but, you know, I can see why somebody would make a rash decision in life or death.
Yes, certainly. Alou, thank you for the call. We appreciate you, and good luck on your books. I've read some of his stuff. He's a pretty good author, man. He writes good stuff. 603-283-6160.
I hope he can come do some Free Talk Live.
Yeah, or he can keep calling in, of course.
Indeed.
He's a great activist as well. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday night edition. More of your calls are on the way.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back we are.
That was my William Shatner version of the branding on the way back in from the break. The dramatic pause. I used to use William Shatner in training classes for call center employees on pitch, pace, pause, and pronunciation, because William Shatner was very good at dramatic pause. He was one of the best at keeping your attention through the use of silence in between the words which he spoke. So
poetry.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, how to speak differently, right?
Yeah, it sounds like he's doing slam poetry.
I also like, I know people can't see because it's a radio show, but William Shatner does this thing usually in Star Trek where he wiggles his shoulder as he's talking.
I've never noticed that.
Like, as if his arm is lame and it's been dislocated, and he his arm just sort of jerks around a little bit, like as if he's just got his arm completely relaxed. And it's weird the way he delivers. Our other sometimes co-host, Nobody does what I call the gopher dance, the gopher from Caddyshack.
He does do that. Now that you're doing it, I can feel Nobody being channeled.
Yeah, like that song from Caddyshack, I'm all right. It's like Nobody's theme music as he goes through life. So anyway, it is Free Talk Live. We'll get to your calls momentarily. Before we go any further, I have to say thank you to Nelson Aquino. Nelson is an amplifier of ours, and you can learn about that over at amps.freetalklive.com. Nelson is a platinum-level amplifier, which means he gives, $25 for platinum, right? It's 5 and 10.
Yeah, that sounds right.
$25, yeah.
Thank you, Nelson.
Every month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support.
I've met him.
This particular program. So if you enjoy Free Talk Live, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the callers, the content, the fact that we try to come at things from the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Nelson Aquino. You are appreciated. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, we were on this topic, and I just wanted to just sort of wrap it in. One of the, if you look at revolutionary movements throughout history, I think libertarians have strengths and challenges in this arena. Mm-hmm. One of our challenges is that we don't work well together. And what you need is organization. The Soviets weren't the biggest group. They were the best organized, and they supported their own. And libertarians don't do that because we aren't about loyalty. We're about truth. And everybody's wrong on something. So you can't be both loyal and niggle about the truth at the same time.
Yeah, and libertarians like to argue about who's the most correct about any given topic.
We're not called debatitarians for no reason at all. And a debatitarian doesn't bring up the idea of loyalty.
I would just like to say, though, that I have seen, particularly with the events of the Crypto Six, right, the raid and all that kind of thing, I saw an outpouring of support from people that I had never met, but y'all have met, who've been longtime listeners, people who had nothing to do with the show for years, kind of, hey, I heard what happened, offering their financial support, their material support, their, you know, hey, can I just reblog or talk about a thing, you know, that kind of a thing. So when the chips are down, the libertarians do very well cooperating together when the pressure is on. I think that that is a quality of libertarians that is often overlooked. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not saying libertarians can't work well together. We're just saying that they kind of don't on a day-to-day basis. When the chips are down, however, I think that level of cooperation shoots through the roof.
Yeah, and you can go to find our Ballad of the Crypto Six at the our Indiegogo campaign, and you know there's a variety of ways you can help support. So we would appreciate the support in that that area. But the other thing I want to say is that as much as libertarians are clumped with conservatives, they're not. They're progressives.
Right.
But the problem is that progressives, like what you think of as a progressive, is a socialist, right? Like they're progressing towards socialism.
Yeah, we're nowadays, yeah.
Progressing towards liberty. And so what we are is a reactionary progressive. We tend to react when a thing happens, like conservatives do. But we are progressive in the sense, like the socialists are, in the sense that we want to progress to a new and better world. And this is the difficulty that we are dealing with. We are not going to see a libertarian revolution. You're not going to see libertarianism brought around by street art. You're not going to see libertarianism brought around by, you know, a women's protest like we did with the labor movement in the United States, or the Irish, the Troubles,
right.
You know, these sorts of things. Just not going to happen.
Right.
There's two ways that libertarianism can be sort of instilled, and they're almost antithetical to liberty as a notion. So liberty as a notion is like trying to separate yourself from the state and its controls.
Mm-hmm.
So in one instance, we have basically New Hampshire. New Hampshire's going about sort of doing what it takes to, you know, do one of these paths, and that is legislative, get involved in an existing government and morph that government into something that is more about freedom.
Right.
Get a tractor, slap some wings on it, and make that baby fly.
Right.
And the other option, and this is why I say it's hard to retrofit the state, because the state's a tractor.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is strap wings on it.
Right.
The other option is to build your own country. Now, libertarians have tried this multiple times. You can look up the Republic of Minerva. There's a couple of cruise, multiple stories of cruise ships.
Sure. Seasteading and all that. Yeah.
And honestly, the world, if you look at the cruise ship called The World, it is a libertarian city, municipality.
Yeah.
Seasteading is another example, as you mentioned. There's a variety of them out there. And I think that, to me, this is the one that's going to work because of a problem I outlined earlier in the show, which is that I think the legislative route that New Hampshire takes requires a multi-generational, at the very least two, to get from here to liberty. I don't think it can be done in one person's lifetime, and the only people who care about liberty are people who've had it robbed from them. And often, the only people who care about liberty are the ones that had it robbed from them. That the children of libertarians, even if they are libertarians, just kind of go off and do their thing because they want something more out of life, and it's not fighting the state. So you have to have somebody who is hurt and harmed by the state to want to fight the state. And that's why I tend to think that that route isn't going to work, even though I believe it to be one of the viable routes.
I agree with everything you said, and I'm on board with the multi-generational aspect of it, with the caveat of using the tools that we have available right now. Right, those what you just said is absolutely true. It's either going to come about from, you know, doing something like New Hampshire's doing, which is get inside of the thing and try and morph it into something a little closer to what everybody desires. There is another option, of course, the one that I don't want, which is violent revolution. Right,
I don't think it'll work. Conflict.
I don't think it'll work either. But that is the third option. But and I keep talking about this Buckminster Fuller quote, and it's basically, don't try and fight the thing that exists to change. Build something new that outdoes it. And so I think you and I agree on that philosophy. And the reason that I say that you're accurate with the tools that are available today is that we're, for the first time in mankind's history, seeing anarchic infrastructure. Right, and that is cryptocurrency. That is the network effect of the internet. Right, the internet, despite the fact that governments claim that it's regulated and they tax you to get on it and get off of it and all that kind of a thing, it is anarchic at its core because it's just a network. It just directs traffic. That's all it does. And cryptocurrency, of course, for the first time, is the first killer app is an anarchic currency. That is, no one's in charge of it. It's its own thing. It has value because, we say it has value, and as long as it's used, it will continue to have value. And so I think that somebody's going to come along very soon because technology, usually when technology progresses and we have these huge jumps in technology, another jump happens even faster. And I think we're going to see another jump in technology that's going to provide more tools for freedom.
I would agree with you, and I think that the whole advent of cryptocurrency really allowed people to pick up and move and leave where they are. Yeah, I don't think you need to be rich in order to travel and enjoy freedom, because honestly, your stuff controls you. And the house I used to own, having a white picket fence was always the American dream, but at some point or another, it controls you. And renting, it's nice that somebody else has to take power of the hot water heater.
We're out of time. Thanks for everybody listening. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you to all our listeners. Peace.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.